next guest, who has barely had time to change out of her dazzling outfit from Saturday morning's coronation. And we were trying to work it out. She is one of the few people who was both at the 1953 coronation and the one on Saturday. The only ones we could come up with were Andrew Parker Bowles, the King, and our next guest, Lady Glenconner, who was Lady Waiting for Princess Margaret from 1971 to 2002, and then wrote an absolutely wonderful book, which was a tremendous bestseller, Lady in Waiting, My Extraordinary Life in the Shadow of the Crown. She went on to write two best-selling thrillers, appeared on Graham and Norton, and she's now got a new book, which is Whatever Next, Lessons from an Unexpected Life. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Glenconner.
People, I think. And of course, my writing career started so unexpectedly. Because all my life I've been in the shadows. My husband, anybody who knew him, it's impossible to do or be anybody except following in his footsteps. And of course, Princess Margaret, when you're a lady in waiting, your job is to walk behind. And that's what I did. But you can take in an awful lot when you're invisible. And that's, I think, what I did. Because I was having the most wonderful lunch in Norfolk, and a young publisher was sitting next to me, and I always rabbit along with my stories, and he said, "Have you ever thought of writing a book?" And I said, "No, of course not, I'm 87, of course I can't write a book." And he said, "Well, you don't have to, just tell your stories into a tape." And that's what I did, and to my absolute surprise, Lady in Waiting became a world bestseller. And it's been translated into 18 different languages. And one of the really lovely things, I've come out with a bang. I mean, I recommend being 90. It's really good. And I just have a wonderful time. And I was, I think what I wasn't expecting, partly, luckily, I was on Graham Norton's show. I do hope. Probably nobody's seen me. It's terribly embarrassing. And having got onto his show, I thought, my God, what am I actually going to say? And a great friend of mine is Rupert Everett, the actor. And he said, "Well, Anne, Rupert's always full of sexual innuendos. You go on and tell your honeymoon story." Which my children in the audience, it's quite embarrassing. And I did, and it went down very well. And my books, I think, reached people that otherwise would have been quite difficult to read. So anyway, I then wrote two novels. And there was a lot in my first book that I didn't write about, because I'd never written a book before, and I didn't want to embarrass my children or anything. But because of Queen Camilla, who has put domestic abuse, in the public eye, she's done a tremendous lot for it. And I suffered from domestic abuse, and I had a wonderful talk with my children. I said, "Would you mind if I write about domestic abuse?" And we had a talk. What was interesting was that they then said some of the things that Colin had done to them. And it was great. Anyway, I have written about that in my book. Whatever Next is rather darker than my first book, Lady Waiting. But I've had an amazing response. I've been so humbled, actually, by people who have written to me, suffering the most appalling thing. Because domestic abuse, is everywhere. I mean, one is quite surprised, actually, by some of the letters I've had. I mean, really sad letters, actually. And I have to be very careful when I respond, because I don't want some angry husbands coming at me, sort of saying. I say, "Well, look, I is stuck in out, but then I'm that sort of generation. We were brought up tough, and we don't know how to get on with it." And I remember at a very early stage, when I just thought I couldn't cope with Colin, going back to Holcombe and saying to my mother, "I don't think I can." And she said, "You married him, you go straight back." And I did for 54 years. And I don't regret it, actually. I'm really rather pleased that I did. And I've got a wonderful family, wonderful children. But anyway, this book, it also carries on from Lady in Waiting. I mean, there's some quite funny stories. And I always think, Princess Margaret and my husband Colin are amazing. I mean, I sort of couldn't have written a bad book really about them because they were so extraordinary. I also I wrote Lady in Waiting very partly because I'm so angry at people who wrote books about Princess Margaret who didn't really know her, you know, and I wanted to put it out in the public domain what a wonderful friend she was. And my second son, people who've read my book, know he died of AIDS. And in the 80s, it was like having a leper. I mean, nobody wanted to come near one. Nobody knew how it was caught at all. And, you know, great friends would suddenly say, oh, no, sorry, Anne, we can't come and stay. And Princess Margaret never did that. She always brought David and Sarah to stay. She always hugged Henry when she saw him. And there was a place called the Lighthouse in London where a lot of young men were dying of AIDS. Parents would have nothing to do with them, and often their partners had died. And Princess Margaret used to go, she wasn't like Diana, she wasn't sort of touchy-feely, but she'd go in and she'd make them laugh, she'd sit there, you know. And she came to Henry's funeral, and she was such a support. And so that was partly why I wrote my first book. And in Whatever Next, I've really carried on. There are other stories about Princess Margaret. And one of the nice, I've always been a friend of the royal family. I was so lucky to go to the coronation. I can't tell you how amazing it was. Because I got up very early and I wanted to get there soon. I got there so early that a policeman had to give me a seat in the street. I sort of sat there. And then a very nice lady came and I had a bottle of apple juice because I nearly fainted in the coronation when I was a maid of honour. And anyway, I was allowed to take that in. And I got a seat facing very near. I could see the pillar that I was luckily was by, and Blackwell pinioned me to the pillow when I felt faint. But I just felt so emotional. I've known Prince Charles since he was two or three. And when I was standing at the coronation, he came in for a short time, and he was just behind me, and I could hear him saying to Queen Elizabeth, his grandmother, "What are they doing to Mummy now?" I mean, he said, "Oh, I know the crown is very heavy, you know." And remembering that and then seeing, you know, he's grey and he's a bit bald and he's, you know, not as young as he was then. But it was just so amazing. And of course, it was quite different, this coronation, from the point of view. There were so many women in it. I mean, there were girls singing in the choir, there was the sort of gospel choir and all that sort of thing. And, you know, there were differences, definitely were. And I think what I missed the most were all the peeresses. Because in the Queen's coronation, there they were, they all wore their tiaras. And at one wonderful moment, they all put their hands up to crown themselves with the Queen's crown. And their white gloved hands, it looked like a thing of swans all about to take off. And that, of course, we didn't have. But, you know, quite rightly, the coronation had to be modernised. And I think, I know the king quite well, I live quite near him at Sandringham. I think he'll be the most marvellous king. I mean, he's had longer than anybody to prepare. And he's passionate about people and things. You know, I was just so lucky to have been there. And I hope those of you who will read my last book will understand that I think it's going to be my last book. I think I'm going to write another one. It's very, very exhausting because it was me. But I just feel so happy and proud that what I've had to say has made, apart from anything, I'm also a gay icon. I kept on getting all these letters from America, and Hugo but it was a great friend of mine. And I said, I'm getting all these old strange letters from all these men. He said, my God, no, don't worry, you've got the Pink Brigade. The other day, I was doing something called the Prince's Trust, and they said, would you like to know who sponsored you? So I said, yes, I'd love to know. And they said, well, it's the gay community in Milwaukee. I didn't know what Milwaukee was, actually. And also, I'm an agony aunt, too. People ask me about etiquette and all that sort of thing, so I'm not quite so up on. But it's just all to my life. Well, I just love talking to you. I don't know if you like listening to you. I enjoyed it enormously. And thank you for all coming. Thank you for buying my books. Yeah.